The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You know, false teaching, false theology, a false gospel is nothing new. Absolutely not anything new at all. In fact, if you look at the book of Galatians in the New Testament, you want to know one of the major reasons why Paul wrote to the churches of Galatia? The book of Galatians is a little different. The books of 1st and 2nd Corinthians were written to a particular church in a particular city, the church at Corinth. The book of Galatians is written to a number of churches in the region of the world called Galatia. And there was a problem. Now, please understand this. It is less than 100 years after the death of Jesus Christ. It is less than 100 years after the day of Pentecost when the modern church today was established. Less than 100 years. And yet there was already false doctrine and already false gospel being presented. This is the method and the manner of Satan, to sow discord, to sow false seeds of the gospel. So this is nothing new. And there are multiple warnings in the New Testament about false gospels. Now, speaking of Galatians, Paul says twice, "Hey guys, if you hear anybody preaching anything different from what I preach to you, let him be accursed." Cursed. Yeah, Paul says that twice. And he wrote the book of Galatians to deal with false teachers, false preachers. The book of Jude is also written to address false theology, false teaching. There's quite a bit of 1 Corinthians that deals with false teachings and false gospel. So, it is not anything new, and we are warned that in the end times, there's going to be even more false gospel around. Well, anti-racism in the church, when there is a spiritual dimension, is a false gospel, it's false teaching, and CRT, critical race theory, is not Christian. Again, it is based in Marxist ideology, not Christian theology. Now, let me again just review some of the things that this young man said when he was asked, well, what can the church do about racism and so forth? He says, oh, my goodness, there's a whole lot the church can do because we got to get into black liberation theology. And then he draws the difference between what he calls savior theology, which would involve a savior, and liberation theology, which does not involve a savior, but a human movement. And he said, and I quote, "The job of the Christian," listen to this carefully, quote, "the job of the Christian is to liberate society from the powers on earth that are oppressing humanity." Please note, nothing about the individual. Nothing about an individual's responsibility, an individual's failure or success. Quote, "the job of the Christian is to liberate society from the powers on earth that are oppressing humanity." Now, if you dig a little deeper into Black liberation theology and critical race theory, who and what are the, quote, powers on earth that are oppressing humanity? White people, white government, white supremacy. Those are the powers on earth that are oppressing humanity. If you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. The job of the Christian is to liberate society from the powers on earth that are oppressing humanity. So again, what they're teaching is personal responsibility, individual responsibility is not really important. It's society and culture. The problem is not sin. The problem is society. The problem is not the individual. The problem is culture. And they would go further to say that all of our culture is based on white supremacy. And so the only way to set people free from their oppression is to condemn white culture and white society. That's what anti-racism is. It's anti-whiteness. And I challenge anybody to prove that to me biblically. And then he contrasts that with what he says, so-called savior theology. Listen to this. This is a quote from what I just played for you. So-called savior theology goes right in line with racist ideals and racist theology. Now, let me stop there and think about that. A theology that talks about a savior and individuals who need a savior because of their own sinful condition. That's what he calls savior theology. Identifying people's individual problems because of sin. All right? Let me get back to the quote. Savior theology goes right in line with racist ideals and racist theology. Quote, that type of theology breeds bigotry. How does telling people that they are sinners in need of salvation breed bigotry? This is a rival gospel. This is another gospel that Paul warns us about in Galatians. This is a false gospel. And what will the ultimate result be? Will it be harmony and unity? No, it will be division. Because not only does it ignore the real cause of our problems, it not only ignores it, it denies it. It denies personal responsibility, which is the root of all of our individual problems. And this is why I am so very concerned about how CRT, critical race theory, is growing among evangelical churches, because pastors, I believe, and Christian leaders have been brainwashed into thinking, well, if we do not adopt critical race theory, somebody will call us a racist. And out of fear and ignorance, pastors and leaders are saying, well, I guess in order to really look like we care about racism, we've got to adopt critical race theory. No. It is not a good idea to adopt any movement, ideology, or theology because of fear. We adopt something because it is true. And ultimately, and most importantly, we adopt it because it is biblical. There is nothing biblical about critical race theory. Nothing. And quite a bit anti-biblical. May I repeat again? I hope you heard that audio clip. If you hear anything even close to that in your local church, get up. Do not walk to the door. Run to the door.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, now, this is funny. Yeah. Michigan State University. I can say that because it's not that other school up north. Michigan State University decided to have a spring conference on, and I quote, teaching, learning, and student success. Teaching, learning, and student success. That sounds great. But when they advertised it on the campus of Michigan State University, they said that there will be meetings for white folks and people of color. The white folks were not invited to the seminars attended by the people of color, and the people of color were not invited to attend the white folks meeting. It said, quote, there is work for white people and people of color to do separately and at times together. So they were going to have a segregated spring conference. When someone noticed, isn't this segregation? Isn't this discrimination? The university actually issued a quasi-apology and said the conference, quote, was not intended to be discriminatory, but we are updating the event to allow attendees to attend either discussion based on personal preference, not their race. In other words, we didn't know it was discrimination. Telling white people they had to meet over there and black people you have to meet over there. We didn't know that was segregation. We didn't. Really? Oh, my goodness. Now, they really didn't offer an apology. They just said, we didn't realize it was discriminatory, and we've updated our policies. And then there's this. This should concern all of us. The American Worldview Inventory for 2021 has been released from Arizona Christian University. The results are not good. Quote, just 26% of Generation X. Now, who is Generation X? Those born between 1965 and 1983. 26% of Generation X believe that when they die, they will go to heaven only because they confessed their sins and accepted Jesus as their Savior, compared to just about 50% of the generation before them, which is the baby boomers. 26% of Generation X. What about millennials? Those are the folks born between 1984 and 2002. 16% believe that when they die, they will go to heaven only because they confessed their sins and accepted Jesus as their Savior. Each time one of these polls come out, we find that fewer and fewer and fewer young people actually hold to a biblical worldview. 43% of millennials, and again, millennials are those born between 1984 and 2002, 43% of millennials stated they either don't know, don't care, or don't believe that God even exists. 43%. The boomers, those are the folks born between 1946 and 1964, 28% of boomers said they don't know, don't care, or don't believe that God exists. 44% of millennials believe Satan is real and influential, compared to 64% of boomers. Now, what's really interesting, across the board, a majority of Americans still call themselves Christian. They have no idea what it means to be a Christian. They can't define what it means, but they believe that they are. 57% of millennials, even though they're not sure about God, they don't know how they're going to get to heaven, but 57% say, yeah, I'm a Christian. There has never been a more desperate need for solid biblical theology. Enough of 10 ways to escape stress at the office. 7 ways to a happier life. Enough! Let's get back to the basics. We're sinners. We're in desperate need of salvation. And open the Word of God and begin teaching it in its completeness. From Genesis to Revelation. This is God's word. This is what God said. There has never been a more desperate need for a return to solid biblical teaching and theology. Enough feel-good religion. All right. Hey, have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.